Throughout history, quarantines have triggered artists to create. The bubonic plague inspired William Shakespeare. Norwegian painter Edvard Munch depicted the 1918 flu. Again today, artists are reflecting on our current pandemic. But this time, in cities across the globe, the crowdsourcing power of the internet is helping them bring COVID-19 art alive. Reporter Will Coley has our story.
This is a sound art project called Social Distance, Haiku, and You. Haikus are a Japanese form of poetry with 17 syllables within three lines.
Reeking of Clorox, I become unclean again. Return to the sink.
The artist Alan Nakagawa created the piece using poetry submitted by the public.
Haikus are fun because it's less about making a masterpiece poem and it's more about, yeah, I could do that, you know, three lines.
Alone, I live mute, unsure if my voice still works. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Alan collaborated with Cassandra Koblenz at the Orange County Museum of Art in California.
Cassandra, originally, did we think about how many we might possibly get?
Originally, we were worried we weren't going to get that many, actually. We had no idea we were going to get over 550 haikus.
From all over the world.
All over the world, people are experiencing life in lockdown, but they're figuring out creative ways to stay connected through the internet. They host virtual parties, cook meals together, and TikTok. And more, they share art.
A la izquierda.
This is a virtual meeting of creatives from Barcelona, Spain. They recently founded the COVID Art Museum, which they host on Instagram. Every day they meet via WhatsApp to select images submitted by artists from around the world. The project is only a month old, but it has nearly 65,000 followers. Irene Yorca is one of the founders of the project. She's an art director at an ad agency.
It began the first days of quarantine in Spain. We realized that many of our friends were sharing art about the pandemic. That's when we decided to create a digital museum to collect all the amazing artworks that were being born.
To get out the word, Irene and her friends connected with Arte Informada, an international arts organization. So far, they've received nearly 5,000 submissions from 50 different countries. On a recent video call, Irene chose me one of her favorites. It's a painting of an American couple on vacation with funny tan lines on their faces.
They have the shape of the mask.
Oh, I see it. Yeah, yeah.
Things that we never thought of, but probably that is what is going to happen this summer, you know?
As a curator of the COVID Art Museum, Irene is able to spot worldwide trends in the art. There are toilet paper jokes before infection rates peak in a country. During the peak, the art is all about solidarity. Up in the Netherlands, another project aims to get art off the internet and onto people's walls.
My name is Menno de Bruin of Studio Lennart en de Bruin. We're a small creative graphic design agency.
Menno's project is called Stay Sane, Stay Safe. He and his business partner Max got the idea from a friend who works in a hospital.
He was asking if we had a nice poster which we could send him with a nice uplifting message to help the people a bit. So then Max thought, yeah, okay, but why only helping one friend or one hospital?
Menno and Max quickly built a website and put out a worldwide call for poster designs. So far, more than 1,400 posters have been submitted by artists. One poster is an image of two hands wrapped in rubber gloves making a heart symbol. Another neon-colored poster reads in bold letters, "We will get through this together."
Well, it's quite a bright one. If you would skip the topography, it would still uplift your mood, I think.
Anyone can download and print out the posters for free. A printer in Utrecht made hundreds of the posters for Dutch hospitals. The medical staff love them.
The nice thing about the project that it's such a shared crisis that everybody understands the message we want to share.
The shared experience of quarantine is also what the Haiku project wants to capture. In fact, Alan Nakagawa connected all the submissions into a 90-minute time capsule on SoundCloud. Alan trained as a drummer and appreciates the pocket, the space between beats, which is why he loves haikus.
Haikus are amazing that way, in that it just invites your experiences to fill in the blanks and the empty space.
Sharing old stories, waiting to create new ones, locked down together.
People turn to art to document and make sense of hard times. Now in this digital age, it's no wonder that this art is being shared across the globe. For The World, I'm Will Coley.
The telephone rings. Put on my mask to answer. I'm losing my mind.
We've got a few of those artful messages of solidarity and hope at theworld.org.